There you go, that is Missing Andy. These boys are busy. Yesterday they were in Portsmouth, I believe. Tonight they're in Raleigh. Boys, welcome along. Welcome to Phoenix.
Hello.
Right, I tell you what, I was just looking into you this morning. You seem really, really focused. You really know what you want to go and the direction you want to take. Yeah. Where's that come from?
He's going to answer that. Work, I think, you know, we've always been a DIY band, doing everything ourselves, all the songwriting, album artwork, all the, you know, the gigs, stuff like that. It all comes from us. So I think over the last sort of 4 years of Missing Andy, we've just sort of refined it into a real focused, you know, machine that's just sort of ploughing forward all the time.
Where does the energy come from? How does your music start? Who's the pensmith, shall we say, or is it a combination?
It is a combination. I mean, because every single one of the guys in the band is a very talented songwriter, and you know, it spawns from a little idea that one person has, and then a couple of people work on it. We've never done a song where all of us work on like one song. It just doesn't work like that.
But it gets pulled around so many different directions.
There's no Ringo then in the band. There, you all come together.
No, we've got Keith Moon, no Ringo.
So you're on tour at the moment. Portsmouth last night. How did that go?
That was brilliant. We went there last December in the winter, and it was hot then. And we went there last night, and it was absolutely sweltering. But everyone really enjoyed it. We loved it, and it was a great gig.
And you're also a band who use social media very well as well, and you're very keen on tweeting and Facebook and getting the message out there. Is it fair to say?
Rob's the Facebook master.
Yeah, I like to go on there for all sorts of networking purposes.
We should change the Rob's escort service.
But you know, you've got to keep up with the times, and you know, there's always the new window of opportunity online, so keep up with it. Silly stuff, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Absolutely. Alright, we'll show you out there. Our very own Tony's with us as well today. Tony, you've got a question as well.
Yeah, I'm really...
Hi, Tony.
Hello there again, we meet again. You've done obviously the festival in Brentwood.
Yes,
right. Which won't go into too much. Have you got plans for festivals next year? Because you've done really well on the festival. You're a great live act for certain.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, we'll see what comes in really. But we're hoping to get on like some of the main festivals. Hopefully V next year we're gunning for and all that kind of thing. But yeah, we'll see what happens really.
Because you've done, we had the Filthy Habits in here, obviously, before that, and you was backing up quite a few of the Live and Unsigned when we spoke earlier.
That's right, we did a few guest slots at the Live and Unsigned things. Yeah, that was good, because I think we did the, was it the Live Fest through that?
Yeah,
so the O2. That was really good with the Hoosiers and other people, but no, that was good.
And you've also tweeted that someone's looking for another support band. Is that yourselves?
I don't know.
there's a venue in York that are putting a shout out online for anyone who wants to support us up there.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
But so right in.
Anyone in York listening to Phoenix FM Brentwood, yes, come check us out.
There is some great bands in Brentwood,
there certainly is. I wanted to ask you, we must discuss the Sky thing. I mean, looking back now in retrospect, a good thing for the band, it must have been. It brought you so much exposure, you were runners up. Was it a good experience?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of had two sides to it really. Obviously it was a great show because we gained a load of new fans from it, and you know, we had a great tour afterwards, like just selling our EP that was out last year. But also, you know, there's another side to it where people kind of look at you and think, oh, they're just a reality TV show band kind of thing. Like, if they just think, oh, not very credible. But end of the day, we went on the show and we just played our own music, stayed true to what we as a band the whole way through. So anyone who thinks we're anything else can just do one, really.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
In the most polite way.
I was going to say, I think you got a wrong impression there. People did think that you had talent because you were out there playing your own music, your own style, and you didn't have a dead grandmother or a sad story that they do on other programs.
The thing is, a lot of people that was on the show, it was kind of that they were starting out, but we'd already been on the road for about 3 years, you know what I mean? We was a band that's been out there, we've been constantly touring for 3 years, and it was just a point, we got to the point where we're thinking, you know, this is an opportunity to get our music out there to as many people as possible, and we grabbed it by the horns.
and you did it very well, and it's a pleasure to see. As you said, there's so much talent around in Essex, particularly at the moment. There's been a Manchester scene, an Oxford scene, now there's a bit of an Essex scene starting to happen.
I think the Essex scene at some point is going to rival the Manchester scene, all the Oasis and the Stone, you know, Stone Rose and all that. I think there's going to be a big scene coming from Essex.
There's a lot of Muppets on the scene now.
How hard are you finding it, boys? How hard are you finding it to get out there and get gigs and get noticed?
The gigs are coming in pretty well, to be honest, at the moment. I'm obviously, you know, we'd always like to be on the road constantly every day. There's a couple of days off, which I'm not happy about.
There's some new shows I'm looking forward to, actually. Like, we're playing at the HMV stores, I think, in January, February, which is going to be great. We'll be promoting the album, which gets its physical release in January.
We've got one with Madness as well. It's going to be great. Like, we did one a couple of months ago with Madness in Norwich, and they booked us again for this little House of Fun weekend that they do in Minehead, so we're looking forward to that.
And Liam Gallagher's got us playing in the Pretty Green stores as well, which would be nice. Get a few freebies.
Wow,
we'll just nick them if they don't give us.
Exactly.
It's like £500 for a park green now. I'm not playing.
I'll do a gig for it though.
Totally.
Yeah, that's hot. You can't wear your parka now, can you?
It's all right.
Style over comfort,
mate. Slow next week.
Last time we spoke, you were just about to work with Madness, which is good. So you've done a couple of gigs with them.
Yeah.
Tell us about the videos, because I know you've kind of redone Kings of Leon. I know you've done the Kings of Leon, Kings of the Weekend.
Who hasn't done Kings of Leon?
Yeah. You issued like another one that you tweeted that you'd issued. You've done some tweets to it. And so have you got a video for every track for your new album, or is it just
not
be specific?
No, we've been ever since the band started, we've always kind of done videos ourselves. Mm-hmm. But for Kings for the Weekend, we've got a director called Brad Watson involved, and was a little bit nervous because we've given videos to people in the past and they've just really made a pig's ear out of it. So but he did a really good job. We gave him our idea for it and he brought it to life really well. So but we're looking to do another couple of videos soon for
was that the one with the scooters and
yeah, that's right.
Where was that shot?
And that was some of it was in Chelmsford and some of it was at the Braintree Institute.
All right, I was desperately trying to recognise the location.
Is this the one where there's a little bit of influence on the beer, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, there was a lot. We had to get, you know, we had to get into it, even though, you know,
it was
about 10 o'clock in the morning, you've got to feel like a king, you know.
Now, you're back in Rayleigh tonight as well, aren't you? Is that sort of a homecoming for you?
Yeah, I mean, we've played there quite a lot. Rayleigh's quite a bit of a second home for us, really, down at the mill. But, all the kids down there, like, they go absolutely mental, so we love coming back there. So
it's great playing the underage gigs as well, because, I mean, even though the adults and they love it around the country, all these over-18s gigs, but the underage ones, they just really let loose. And
once they get a couple of ciders down.
I'll tell you what, boys, it's going to be hot in there tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. Trust me, it won't be as hot as it was in Portsmouth.
I bet it will be. Is superb. Tonight, so, well, that's great to see you. And how often do you manage to get back and play in Essex?
Regularly.
Whenever we get booked, so book us.
Well, I see they've got a tight schedule. I mean, if you look online, I mean, last time I looked, you had quite a few gigs. And this time, yesterday I looked, you're completely full up, you know, nearly till Christmas.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's always space for more, like, we'll gig 2 days in a row, like, two gigs in a day, won't we, sometimes. Like,
if you do want to book Missing Andy, we do want peanuts on the rider.
It's so funny, actually, you're saying about how often you get to gig in Essex. We did a gig in Braintree a couple of weeks back, and there was this massive kind of thing afterwards. Like, the gig was great. We done the gig. Everyone loved it. Everyone was happy. We went home, and then we got a couple of emails saying, there was some problems. Like, someone was talking about in Braintree Council saying that our manager, who was in Norway at the time, had started going on a rampage and started hitting a load of security and stuff like that.
Oh dear.
From Norway for some reason. Yeah. And we asked for peanuts on the rider. No, we asked for water or something. I said that we were
yeah,
Davis
because we wanted water. Yeah.
Right, you're in the middle of constructing this new album at the moment. When release date you're hoping for? January, was it?
We're doing an iTunes release in mid-November because people have been waiting for this album for, like, some people from when we started, that's 3 years' time, do you know what I mean? And we've been working hard, changing, like, constantly writing and evolving the whole time. And we don't want to keep people waiting any longer, so we're going to stick one up on iTunes, and then we're going to do a physical release with a few bonus tracks in January.
Okay, John, you haven't said a word yet, have you?
No, I'm
trying
not to.
You're the strong silent type, are you?
That's me and Elle.
They're the ones you've got to look out for.
Okay, any surprises on this album, or is it just
John
the best?
Might speak on it.
John's the bonus
track. Spoken word.
He's going to tell you the exact way to dip a hop on.
Perfection in 3 minutes.
Where are you recording at the moment? Where's the album being put together?
It's all done.
It's all finished, right?
We did some of it at Elliot's own studio that he built with his bare hands.
Bare
And some of it was done in London as well at various studios.
And so the next you'll be putting the next album together.
We are actually already writing tracks for the new album. Yeah, we've got about half a dozen sort of good ideas kicking around. So, and again, each sort of album, each new song kind of takes another step in a slightly new direction. So it keeps it very interesting for us as well to write. The music is constantly evolving. So I don't think you'll be, you know, don't expect
like this album at all.
Just take another sort of step in a new direction. And I think people, you know, will really enjoy it, even though they haven't even heard this album yet. So lots of things.
I mean, if you listen to, like, when the album comes out, like, not one track is the same, so it's going to keep you on your toes, really. And then the next album, you know, we might even do a West End.
So you're in Bristol tomorrow,
yeah,
then off to Brighton.
Yes.
So when you're next in this area, neck of the woods, Essex?
Good question.
apart from Rayleigh.
It's the Tinsley Strider gig, isn't it?
What's that?
Oh, that's the
Brentwood Centre. Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, what day is that?
Brentwood Centre. That's when the next round is.
Yes.
And that's on what day is that?
I'm not sure.
Check the website.
If you check out
missingandy.com.
27th, is it?
No, it's the
26th. 26th of October.
That's a date to pencil in.
You can find out by going on our website, missingandy.com.
Thank you for that. Details for tonight, then. What time are you going to get on stage, you reckon?
Tonight?
Probably about 9:30 or something.
Yeah, get there early doors. So you don't get disappointed.
Is there support tonight?
Yeah, probably.
No idea.
To be honest, I know very little about the gigs.
Okay. They're always good bands.
You've just told me after gigs with them, and I didn't even know about it, so...
You just turn up and do what you do?
Yeah, I'll
turn you're good.
Put him out of the box. Probably tune him up and put him
in his day. Boys, thank you very, very much for coming in today and playing live in this studio. It's been absolutely great. I'm going to let you go now because we're all starting to melt.
Yeah,
it's absolutely boiling on here.
Thanks.
You're live tonight in Rayleigh. Have a great gig. Any final thoughts?
No, it's great to see you again, doing well. Hopefully I'll see you again live. I'm going to try and get along
come
to one of your gigs. I'll try and get it down tonight. It sounds like good fun, and good luck with the album. We'll speak again soon.
Thank you very much
for coming. Cheers. We wish you all the best, and of course we'll be playing lots of Missing Andy on Phoenix FM.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one from your EP, or your sampler. This is called Scum.
That's so nice.
Well, I wake up, I find it really hard to get up.